You knew Tim Jernigan pretty well before he got here from Florida State. What do you feel? How do you feel about him?
I'm happy, man. I'm excited for my boy, man. That's well deserved for what he does and the work he's put in over all these years. He's definitely a first rounder in my book. I mean, even though he didn't, he deserves everything he gets, man. Guy works hard, come to work every day. It's gonna motivate and disrupt the game, and we see it. And I enjoy playing behind. I enjoy playing behind him in college. It's great to see, guys having growth and becoming something that they always wanted to be.
Do you find another linebacker? Do you know LRB, and what do you know of his reputation?
Yeah, I know LRB. I don't know him I didn't know him, play with him, know him, but I know him from watching. Obviously, Super Bowl when they won it, he was a key impact in that win. And seeing him playing against Miami as well when I was with Buffalo, pretty much just being in that division and stuff, it's just linebackers, no linebackers. Obviously, he's a great player, man, and we're happy to have him. We're sure we need him.
Being here now for a couple of years, do you get a sense how Dallas week is a little different around here than a lot of other weeks?
Yeah, man, it's definitely a big week for us. And you can tell, you feel the rivalries, you feel the hatred. And it's there. It's really real. Dallas week. So, I enjoy it. Just the moments that I love to see and love to play for. Just being in those rivalry games, and for some reason they always prime time. So that's even better. We get to enjoy that.
It's exciting that you kind of have this week coming out of the bye week. It could be any game. Every game's important, but this week is kind of an extra reason.
Yeah, they're 2-0 and we're 3-0 in the division. So this is a huge matchup for us. It's definitely different. So it's pretty much who wins this game is going to take control of our division. So it's huge for us. And we know that coming into it. We had an extra week to prepare. So we just got to take advantage of what we got the opportunity to do here. And I think that's the main thing, just staying focused and being able to take advantage of what we can do.
Did you watch the Cowboys game yesterday?
Of course I watched.
What were your thoughts?
I like to make a replay of that this Sunday coming up. It was one of those games where you enjoy watching.
obviously they're different without Ezekiel Elliott, but as far as not having him there, did it look like they did anything differently, like offensively without him in there, or they just went with the same system with the backs they had?
It seemed like they kind of tried to keep the same system a little bit for the most part. Obviously, they elevated Rod Smith's role. His role increased. So, they still used their other running backs as well. McFadden got in there, and you see Morris get in there. It kind of kept the same thing. I think they're just trying to mix it up to kind of make all three of them equal one player.
So. You guys have the best record in the NFL. Is it dangerous to kind of talk about, the Super Bowl should be our goal, or do you think it's important to say things like that out loud and try to, not be afraid of setting that expectation?
Yeah, we don't be afraid of it, for sure not. We know what our goal is. I feel like, honestly, every team sets that goal in the offseason. So it's definitely a focus. We shouldn't be scared to say it. I feel like we shouldn't be scared to say it. I'm not scared to say it. We know what we do this for, what we work hard every day for. This is what we do, So at the end of the day, that's our ultimate goal. That's what we want to get to. So I'm not scared to say it. I feel like we can go get it, and we got the opportunity to go get it. Everything's in our favor. We just got to take advantage.
I feel like this is one of the better chances you've had in your career to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Hands
down.
What
is it about this that makes you feel that way?
We got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. That helps.
That helps
a lot. And we got a great offense, man. We got great talent around him, and we got a defense who's not letting people score on us, not giving up too many points. So, you get a team like that, you definitely got the caliber and the potential to go all the way. But it's just like you say, we got to stay focused at the same time and finish out the season. Obviously, we're halfway through. We got to finish out these last games. And once we get in a situation where we take advantage of our opportunity, we should be fine.